Good night, everybody.
Happy Tuesday to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, and McGroin Nation coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned. Happy to be here on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. It's no longer Oak Island Day. It is Skinwalker Ranch Day. Happy Tuesday to everybody. It's great to be here and happy to see all of you. I hope you enjoyed the last minute addition to the Dan Bongino radio show today about Donald Trump and inciting erections. You know, we had fun with it yesterday. I got to say, we did it first. We did.
I lost my mind.
Well, Jim got in touch with me this morning, producer Jim, and was like, hey, we're going to do something here. And I was like, oh, okay, I like this idea, but I'm getting a haircut. Can I record it for you in like 10 minutes? And we did. There's a lot less back here. I think it looks nice. You know, it's still long, but it's not down to the shoulders. We're not looking like Scott Stapp of Creed. Well, arms wide open, right? As a, you know, Bradley Cooper, who spent a little bit too much time locked away from the barbershop, right?
Yeah.
Tell me something, girl. Right? That's a, so, yeah. Anyway, man, I'm excited today for a couple of reasons. Look, not for the reasons that the show is titled. I'm excited for a couple of reasons. One, I'm a little delirious. Sleep was a little hard last night. The allergies were intense, etc. But I feel good now, and that's all that matters. You may hear a little wheeze when I breathe in. Yeah, I'm struggling. I don't know what type of pollen is out there. And then we have, you know, Clover is a definitely, we don't know her DNA yet because we're too scared to do the DNA thing because she might take her hand off. But we feel like she's definitely got long, long, long winter hair. She's like a snowy cat and she's shedding. And so, you know, in a smallish sort of apartment, right? It's like, so might happen a couple times today, but it's okay. It's okay. We're going to be okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be okay. So we have that. I'm super excited to talk to you about something later in the show. It's not even in the ticker. It's not even in the description. It literally just broke. Look, here's the deal, okay? It's focused. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than Fly. No, that's not what I wanted to say, right? I like this. What I'm going to talk to you about. I like it. Some people don't like it, or some people don't know enough about it. I'm not saying ignorant. I'm saying it's new. It's new to know whether or not they actually like it or trust it. So a couple of things about the show going forward. This is pretty cool. These aren't groundbreaking things. However, on Friday, we will be pre-recorded again. I know, I'm sorry, but Brennan and I, we'll be celebrating our anniversary Friday night. We're going to be out of town. So we will not be here for the show, but we will have a show and it will be a relevant show and it will be a good show. And I can promise you, you're going to enjoy this a lot. Our good friend, now the, what is it? UFC, they go, and new senator-elect in District 2 of the great state of West Virginia. Our good friend Chris Rose joined us. We recorded that interview today. That will be airing on Friday. He tells us all about how he was able to overcome the craziest odds in his West Virginia State Senate campaign. And by the way, his Democrat opponent, I just want to tell you this. He won the primary, Chris Rose did, by so much over this incumbent who spent millions, over $1 million on him, that the next morning, the Democrat opponent called him and said, yeah, we don't want any part of you. You can have fun. You're the senator now. He doesn't even have an opponent in the general election as of right now, but it seems like that's what it's going to be. They've already conceded because they knew he would destroy them. So we have Chris Rose on Friday. Next Thursday, working on a cool guest. Looks like we're going to have him. Nick Demondi of the Blockchain Basement. Crypto guys, folks, some people don't like it. That's what I'm talking about. Some people don't like it. Some people did something. Some people don't like it. Some people don't like it. Some people don't know enough to like it. And I'm going to be talking to Nick next week. I was on his show last week, Blockchain Basement. It's a big crypto show on YouTube. We're going to be, any streams on Rumble too. We're going to be, they're based, guys, based. Based crew, really awesome crypto. Probably the most based crypto show out there. Maybe not as based as Ryan Matta, but close. Blockchain Basement, okay? Nick DeMondi joins us next week. That will be running on Friday. And we're going to go through a crypto 101 and why this is actually something that we should be excited about, not afraid of. Cautious, yes. Just like you're cautious about the stock market. There are many scams and pump and dump schemes and all sorts of stuff that can happen in the stock market too, albeit not as risky. All I ask, I know people feel a certain way on crypto right now, is next Thursday, sit down, listen to the interview, and go in with an open mind. I think, and I'm looking, it's not recorded yet, but I think you're going to like what you hear. And that ties into a story that we're going to talk about today as well. Biden's border bloodbath continues to rage on. We haven't talked too much about the border. There's a Trump trial going on, all sorts of crazy stuff there. The Hamas protests. The border's still wide open. Nothing has changed. Now Charles Schumer is trying to revive the dead border bill that died in the Senate. Mike Johnson said it was dead on arrival in the House, et cetera, et cetera. Schumer's trying to revive that. No good. No good. Hopefully that thing dies in the Senate, as it was killed so quickly the last time they brought it up for a vote. So that's happening. And while that's happening, you have these illegal alien bad hombre animals committing violent crimes all over the country. We got two today that we'll talk about, and we'll show you how the liberal policies enabled this monster to wreak havoc on society where he happened to be released. We got a story out of West Virginia. So the cool story of West Virginia is coming on Friday with Chris Rose. This story out of West Virginia is sick. Mountain Mama, Take Me Home, Country Roads. Trans athletes, this whole thing, it's nasty. Apparently, a biological male, you know, did the whole, I'm a woman now, okay, because I feel like it, right? I'm a woman now, great, wonderful. So if I kick you in the nuts, it's not going to hurt? No, it'll hurt. Oh, why? Because you have nuts. Oh, okay, then you're not a woman. Right? Am I missing something in terms of the gender and the sexual, you know, identity and all that stuff? If you have Frankenbeans, you're a dude, okay? If you don't, you're not. Okay? You understand that?
Beans.
Frankenbeans.
Did you say Frankenbeans?
Yeah. Frankenbeans.
One bean.
I said a Frankenbeans.
Oh, okay. A Frankenbean.
Well, you could be a man with one bean.
You can be.
There's people.
Yeah.
You know? It happens. But generally, there's two beans. Now, listen. We have that story out of West Virginia. That biological male student apparently has defeated female students, I mean, too many times in track events. We've got that. The FBI authorized deadly force in the Mar-a-Lago raid. I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's as shocking as we think it is. It looks bad. But generally in these raids, they're already authorized. Did they have to do it? Probably not. It's Mar-a-Lago. Nobody was going to put up any sort of armed resistance. But that's there. We'll talk about that. Donald Trump's case in New York City, the defense case. The defense team has rested its case. So jury instructions are now being conferenced on at the court. And deliberations are set to begin next Wednesday, with closing arguments taking place next Tuesday in the New York City sham hoax conflicted judge trial. Donald Trump has outraged Joe Biden in April of 2024. And it's only going to get worse for Joe Biden because of what Donald Trump is now doing with his campaign in terms of accepting donations, folks. He outraged Biden in April of 2024. Now we're in May. He just made a massive, groundbreaking announcement today. It's on his website. I'll show you what I'm talking about. I'm so excited about that. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, other than being drunk and rubbing her wrists together, is somebody who is, yes, you know, we have to get Donald Trump. We send this illegal immigrants. This is the person who attacked Paul Pelosi and stuck a hammer up his ass is getting 30 days in jail. Nancy Pelosi. You know what? One of the things that she's infamous for, Brennan, is insider trading. She always seems to know when the stocks are going to skyrocket or completely fall off a cliff, just in time for her to make a trade so that she experiences either massive gains or doesn't experience crazy losses. Nancy Pelosi's never made a bad trade in her life on the stock market. Everyone knows that. Yet the left is going after Justice Samuel Alito for something completely different than what Nancy Pelosi does. We will get to all of that and more, but before we do, we got to get to a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. That is switch2usa.com. We will have some fun, by the way, with Joe Biden again, because I've totally forgot to talk about this one thing that Joe Biden reminds me of. We will get to all that and more. Before we do that, a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. Here's this quick video.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2usa.com. Switch2usa.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time while so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you can vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Ring, ring, call to action on line one. Pick it up. We're in a mood today. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China. We don't do China. We don't like China. We love made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you. And then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch2usa.com. 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 Next up is the LFA TV store located at lfatv.us. lfatv.us right here. Boom. You see it on your screen. That is a pop-up that'll bring you to any show that is currently live. Click on that. You wind up at the show. You see it right there? Boom. That's a real-time demonstration. You click on the LFA TV store tab, though, and you will see the amazing LFA TV store. You got the flannels on the left-hand side. One's especially for ladies. Then there's the one for the men and the women if they don't like the ladies' fit clothes. You've got all sorts of colors, all sorts of different varieties of the LFA TV flannels, like the one that I'm wearing right now. You will not look as good as I do in the flannel, but you'll look good, especially now that I have a nice haircut. Now I look even better in the flannel, which is just nuts. Shea Brennan says I look amazing. You see that? You know? So, I mean, we'll take that's it. You can't argue with that. LFATV.us. Click on the store tab. Buy yourself an LFA TV flannel. Join up and check out the $10 overstock list. LFATV.us. Click on the store tab or jeremyherald.com/store. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hit the thumbs up button. Brennan, I'm going to show you guys the new Brennan cam. We have a split screen now. We have it split screen now. So here she is. Right there, we are split screened.
Hello.
So this way, when there's a conversation taking place, we're both on the screen, right?
Yes.
What do people who have nothing to hide do?
Hide stuff.
Beautiful job. All right, and so there she is. She's ready to rock and roll. She's ready to start stabbing people if you don't hit the thumbs up button. She looks nice, and, you know, oh, she's not going to hurt a fly. And trust me, she will not hurt a fly. Like, house flies are ushered out of the apartment very nicely. But if you do not hit the like button, she will hurt you. This has been documented. She is armed. She is dangerous. This is not a joke. Not a joke, folks. Listen, here's the deal. Brandon's gonna stab you like I fuck corn pop outside the pool. Listen, it's not a joke, okay? Okay, and by the way, no, Joe, not a joke. Really not a joke. Brandon will get you. Hit the thumbs up button before we keep moving on. But we are going to keep moving on. Folks, make sure you share this show all over the place, your social media, your text, everywhere that you possibly can. It's a down time of year, slow, but lots of big news is breaking, lots of important strategizing to talk about, stories like Chris Rose and things like that, people like that who have absolutely changed the way we look at some of these local races. And the Chris Rose race is absolutely incredible. And some of these new developments with the Trump campaign, I think, are brilliant. So we're going to get to all that. First, we'll start with Biden's border bloodbath, and let's take a look at some of these blue states here. Daily Caller, blue state released illegal immigrant convicted of killing two children despite the ICE detainer. Okay, let's go. Brennan, are you in law enforcement? Do you have a law degree at all?
No.
You do not have a law degree at all?
No.
No. Okay. Would you say that killing children is that lawful or unlawful?
Unlawful.
It's unlawful, right? Yeah. What are all the words? Illegal.
Right.
There's a word that starts with C and ends with rhyme. That would be crime.
Okay.
Okay. That's what killing children, you would say, is a crime.
Right.
Okay. Now.
I would say so.
An illegal alien bad hombre animal was released in a blue state and was convicted of killing two children despite being having a detainer with ICE. Connecticut law enforcement officials released an illegal immigrant convicted of killing two young children in a drunk driving accident despite a detainer request lodged against him, according to ICE, baby. ICE agents apprehended Israel Alejandro Gonzalez Arcinega. Now, the fact that this guy's name is Israel, they're going to actually blame Israel for this. I can guarantee you that, because anything they can do, they'll do. Now you got the ICC coming after Netanyahu with arrest warrants. Like, what are you doing? 40-year-old Mexican national convicted of two counts of manslaughter, illegal operation of a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, and other crimes in Connecticut. The agency announced in a press release on Monday, ICE is blasting local officials in the state for releasing the non-citizen back into the community despite an immigration detainer placed on him. So ICE says, do not let this man out. Keep tabs on this guy. Keep this guy in custody. He's a threat. And sanctuary state Connecticut decides to go, nah, we're going to take this guy who killed two kids in a drunk driving accident and just let him out. Just let him out. Are you kidding me? This has got to be a joke, but it's not. Joe Biden said, not a joke. It's not a joke. This is not a joke. Absolutely crazy. You know, it's one thing. The headline could be a little misleading, right? You know, maybe the illegal immigrant was released and then he killed the children. No. He killed the children and then he was released. I'm sorry. If you live in Connecticut, how are you not protesting in the streets right now? That guy who killed two kids because he was drunk behind the wheel of a car is back out. How could you allow that? Connecticut, how could you allow that? Anybody here from Connecticut in the chat? If you're from Connecticut in the chat, let me know. Say, I'm from Connecticut. If you're from Connecticut in the chat, how could you allow that? I mean, this is disgusting. And think about it. Look, we always say, could be your child, could be you, your kid, your coworker, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your niece, your mom, your dad, your grandfather, your grandmother, your aunt, your uncle, your second cousin, three times, whatever, whoever it is, your friend, your coworker, your boss, your subordinate, whoever it is, your assistant, whatever. Could be the next Lake and Riley. Could be the next Travis Wolf. Could be the next children who were murdered by this guy. Israel Gonzalez was convicted. Convicted, not charged, folks. Convicted. If I got convicted of driving a vehicle under the influence of drugs and killing two kids, I for sure would not be released in society at all. No chance. And I shouldn't be. Israel Gonzalez was convicted of driving under the influence and killing two Connecticut children. ERO Boston Field Office Director Todd Lyons said in a statement, his actions shattered a family. Quote, we cannot allow unlawfully present convicted felons to victimize the residents of our communities, Lyons continued. ERO Boston will continue to prioritize public safety by apprehending and removing egregious offenders like Mr. Gonzalez from our New England neighborhoods. Gonzalez was arrested in 2013 following a deadly car crash in Meriden, Connecticut that killed two kids and injured others. According to local reporting at the time, he fled the scene after killing two siblings, an 8-year-old brother and a 5-year-old sister, and hospitalizing their parents. ICE says it lodged an immigration detainer for Gonzalez with the Meriden Police Department immediately following his arrest. But obviously, that didn't do anything. The Connecticut Supreme Court in Meriden convicted the Mexican national of 2 counts of manslaughter, 3 counts of assaults in the second degree, illegal operation of a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, and evading responsibility, death/serious injury, on April 21st, 2014. He was sentenced to 12 years in prison. But a year after his sentencing, an immigration judge in Hartford ordered Gonzalez to be deported back to his native country of Mexico. The Connecticut Department of Corrections released Gonzalez from their custody of April 2nd without notifying their office. Deportation officers were able to apprehend Gonzalez on May 1st during a vehicle stop in Meriden, the agency announced. And so you have this guy running around after killing two children drunk behind the wheel of a car. What the hell is he doing here? Why is he being treated special? Why? You see, you have Donald Trump sitting in trial for no crime. There was no crime committed. None. And that judge in New York, that Mershon, that man ought to be ashamed of himself. Not allowing a... This has to do with whether or not Donald Trump committed a federal election crime. The thesis, just so you understand, the legal theory is that Donald Trump falsified the business records. In other words, said that the payments to Cohen were legal expenses to conceal an FEC violation. At least that's what I gather. And so the falsification, quote unquote, of the records becomes a felony because it was being done in the eyes of the prosecution to conceal a federal election violation, FEC violation. Well, the Trump defense team was supposed to call an FEC expert, the former head of the FEC. And the judge said, no, you can't bring him in. Why? Well, because he was going to say that what Donald Trump did wasn't a criminal offense and that the FEC decided not to pursue it. That judge is a disaster. But Donald Trump is in a New York courtroom sitting there freezing while porn stars testify about ridiculous stuff, while Michael Cohen lies, 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 and lies again. Donald Trump's sitting in the courtroom there, just withering away. Could be campaigning. He's the target. You gotta make sure nobody's above the law, they say, except, I guess, a bad hombre who killed two children in 2013. He's definitely above the law because he's not in jail. It's disgusting. But we're not done, though. Biden's border bloodbath. Biden's border bloodbath. A previously deported illegal alien... Previously deported. That means he left. And now what? Now he's back. I wonder how that happened. Brennan, how would somebody, let's say a bad hombre,
okay,
who was deported from the United States, they found him illegally out. How the hell does he come back?
Oh, he just walks on and swims.
According to Eric Adams, right? They're good swimmers. Mexicans are good swimmers. They're going to be lifeguards. They're going to be lifeguards because they're good swimmers. You know, they swim across the river to get here. And they would just come right back across the border, right, Brennan? Usually the border's open.
Right.
Okay. The border is open all night like Kamala Harris. Anyway, we had to say it. We had to do it. I had to do it. We had to do it. Anyway, they just come right back. There's nothing stopping the illegals from coming back. Even Kathy Hochul told us that. Remember that clip? Oh, we don't want to highlight the crime. This one.
President Biden, Donald Trump, they're going to be down at the border highlighting this. Accused of serious crimes, though they before that's even worked its way through courts. Do you agree with that move?
What I would say is the state of New York has a different sanctuary policy. We are allowed to work with federal immigration officials when a crime has been committed, as we should be able to. And what we want to have happen in the state of New York, if someone commits a crime like the horrific assault by migrants against police officers in Times Square, I immediately said, I want them arrested, tried, and if convicted, I want them to spend time in New York jails before they are deported, because if they're released, go back to their country, I don't know that they won't be back in the next few months. So,
I don't know. I don't know that they won't be back in the next few months. And Kathy Hochul basically tells us right there, borders open. If you deport them, they'll come back. Well, unfortunately, that happened in Virginia. Previously deported illegal alien raped a child in Virginia. Raping child. Brennan, again, raping children, killing children. Crime, right?
Oh, bad.
It was bad. It's a crime. Bad, bad. Okay, bad crime, right? Pretty, I would say, that's a violent crime, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, this one. Right to jail. I'm just making sure we're on the same page. I'm not over exaggerating this. Okay. Huder, Pedro, Javier, Sakul, Kahl. That's five names. A 21-year-old illegal alien has been arrested and charged by the Campbell County Sheriff's Office with the rape of a minor. Biden's border bloodbath, ladies and gentlemen. The day before Sakul Kahl's arrest, the Sheriff's Office began investigating the rape of a child in Campbell County. Investigators were led to the illegal alien, whom they said had previously been deported from the United States. Nice. He came back, though. Had no problem coming back in here and raping a child. No, the border's not going to be. It's secure. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. You know, I figured something out about Joe Biden yesterday. I figured something out about Joe Biden yesterday. You know what he reminds me of? You know what Joe Biden reminds me of? A wind-up doll. You ever see those dolls? You crank them on the back, and then their feet, it goes, and they walk around like in circles, and there's no discernible path on where they go. Joe Biden is a wind-up doll. You crank him up, and then you turn him loose, and he just says ridiculous things. It's like you crank up Joe Biden, right? You turn the crank, you let him loose, and then you get stuff like this.
Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why he's talking.
Yeah, you see, he's a wind-up doll. Just watch him on the stage. He's cranked up. He starts meandering around. Weird sounds are coming out of his mouth. It's like Woody from Toy Story. There's a snake in my boot. Like if he just starts saying stuff. Crank up Joe Biden. Turn him loose. You get this.
I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States is a wind-up doll. This is a problem. Well, we'll fix it in a few months. We'll fix it in a few months. It'll be nice. Why? Anybody else? Has anybody else made that? Has anybody else put that together? Is it a chat? Chat! Let me ask you this. Is a wind-up doll an accurate description for Joe Biden? What do you think? Wind-up doll, accurate description? You think that's cool? You understand what I'm saying? You crank them up, they run around. Let's see if that is. While we get to a word from our friends over at AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, Speak says, yes, he is a wind-up doll. Absolutely. Pretty close to a wind-up doll. Absolutely. All these people say, there's the delay. And it's all coming through. Brennan says 100,000% there. Look at that's a lot of percents. That's a big number.
Huge.
Wow. Makes perfect sense, says Jamar. Thank you. Thank you. Joe Biden, wind-up doll. I like it. If I knew how to make toys, I'd make one. I would make one you crank up and you see it walking around. It's like the nutcracker, but like the size of a nutcracker, big one, just walks around. I got hairy legs, right? And it's, where's Jackie? You know, like what's like a Roomba, but it's Joe Biden. Okay, let's get to a word from our friends over at AmmoSquared.com. We love, love, love AmmoSquared.com. Ammo Squared, best way to buy your ammunition. Folks, your ammo grows slowly over time with AmmoSquared.com. It's stored for free. That's important. While it builds up, and it's shipped whenever you want it. Ships out 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared started in 2015 and has over 30,000 customers across the country. It's a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar-cost averaging to your advantage. It's a unique way to invest in ammunition. Buy low, dollar-cost average over time, and then cash out when prices rise or take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. Ammo Squared only ships factory new ammunition from well-known brands. They do not manufacture ammo or ship reloads. There's no minimum to buy. No memberships needed and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. You can even buy less than a box and even less than a single round of ammunition, fractional rounds, like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes, and then it is shippable. Free shipping for any orders over $250. That is AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, A-M-M-O Squared.com. Next up is Colonial Metals Group. And we love Colonial Metals Group as well. Because you know what's going on right now? Brennan and I were looking at this before. You know, like the cost of a medium fry at McDonald's was $1.79. And now it's like $4.19. You know, inflation. And, you know, if your wages don't go up with inflation, you wind up losing money. You have less buying power. It's harder to accumulate wealth. Well, that's what Colonial Metals Group is here to help you with. Folks, I know a lot of us believe in having a substantial percentage of our financial future secured with gold and silver. That is why LFA TV decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They will help you set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA, where you can have access to your assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the big G, the government, is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. They've put together a special offer for the audience. Click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number and you will receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. You can call 1-888-688-1215. Or you can go to colonialmetalsgroup.com, see it on your screen, /LFA. colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. All right, let's keep moving on. You know, I often equate the border to the transgender situation, right? I say, we don't want to have a wide open border and just let everybody in because we don't know who we're letting in, what they're about, et cetera, et cetera. Same goes for the ladies' room. You do not just let men in there because they say they feel like a woman. There is nothing bigoted or intolerant or insensitive about women wanting their own private places away from men, especially in public. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. So, you've had this situation where, you know, oh, well, you don't know the people who are going to the bathroom. They just want to feel comfortable, just like the people coming across the border. They're just looking for a better life. You don't want to take that operation, that you don't want to take that opportunity away from these families, do you? Of course, you don't want to take that. You don't want to make people uncomfortable in public, do you? Well, it depends, because if the person who's feeling comfortable is making an even larger group uncomfortable, then F them, go back to the way it was. If women around the country, around the world, or really it's the United States now, it's the epicenter of this madness, and that's what it is madness. If women in the United States do not feel comfortable, and folks, the frequency is increasing now. You are seeing people filming women in restrooms, staring at women in locker rooms, walking around naked in gyms. And when you say something, you're the one who gets kicked out of the gym. For what? To appease a blue-haired freak who rolled out of bed, had no idea what the hell he, she, them, they, it was this morning? Or worse, to appease a predator? Because that's what's happening. You are appeasing predators. You are putting foxes inside your hen house. And then you're coming back on, well, we really didn't see this happening. All of our hens got eaten. You put the fox in there. What'd you expect him to cuddle? Was it going to be story time? A drag story hour? The fox dresses up like a chicken and everything's okay? No. This is the real world, guys. The fox is going to eat the chicken. The predator sees an opening, sees a weakness, sees an easy means of exploiting and stalking its prey. I'm a man. I'm allowed in the women's room because Target says it's insensitive to ask me why I'm going in there. So if I wanted to go commit some sort of heinous sexual act in a public restroom, I'm going to Target. I'm camping out in the women's room and I'm having a freaking field day because if someone asked me to leave, they're the bad guy. That's bad. Folks, that's really bad. Okay? The other thing we said this would cause is, oh, the party of women's rights. Abortion is a woman's right to choose. Okay. Party of women's rights. Women have a right to compete in their own sports, not have to compete against men, not just because it's fair, right, in terms of the athletic ability, but because it's safe. You saw what happened. We played the clip on this show last winter. The female hockey player in the transgender hockey league was checked by a biological male hockey player in the transgender hockey league. Routine play. Routine play. Into the boards. It wasn't even dirty. Into the boards and was unconscious for a few minutes on the ice. Concussion. I don't know, maybe getting your bell rung. Maybe that person woke up and was like, all right, I'm a woman and I'm competing against other women because that was ridiculous. Maybe that's the wake-up call that one needed. I hate to say it. This is happening in real time. Now in West Virginia, Mountain Mama, Take Me Home, Country Roads, you have a trans athlete that is apparently, according to court filings, defeated girls in track events over 700 times. 700 times. Can you think about, just for a second, the young women, the girls who wanted that, you know, they've dreamed about that first place trophy. They've dreamed about that blue ribbon. They've dreamed about the recognition, standing on the tallest portion of the podium. Dreamed about it. To have a biological male who has no right to compete in that sport, in that division, take it away. We've been told about how men are overshadowing women and there's a gender pay gap. And now you're literally, they're the same people who raised all of those concerns, which were illegitimate as well, are now coming out and saying, well, men can take all those opportunities away from women. Okay, well then why'd you have a problem with Harrison Butker's speech? Because you're not leaving any room for women to go into the workforce at this point, specifically athletics. What is going to happen when a transgender basketball player winds up in the WNBA? And I guess Brittany Griner doesn't count. What's going to happen when you start getting people who look like LeBron James dunking on women? And what's going to happen if that happens in, well, it's happened in some mixed martial arts? 700 occurrences of people being robbed of what they work for because of this ass backwards bullcrap that we're doing in society now to appease insane people. Remember Dylan Mulvaney? I'm going to Peru because I don't feel safe in my country. Go back to Peru because now if you land there, they consider you a mentally ill freak. Just what you are. I can't. I can't take it. It's heartbreaking for those girls who work so hard only to be given an opponent they physically can't defeat. You could train all you want. You're not going to win. Maybe in a rare occasion, but I mean, in many cases, it just won't happen. But women's rights are on the ballot. Abortion. Women's rights. A woman's right to kill her baby. That's what they're saying is a woman's right. Not a woman's right to her own bathroom. Not a woman's right to her own safety and security and privacy. Such garbage. The FBI apparently used deadly force or authorized. They didn't use deadly force. That's incorrect. Strike it. That's incorrect. The FBI authorized the use of deadly force when necessary during the Mar-a-Lago raid. Now, there's two sides to this story. You know, I don't want to get you worked up over nothing. And I don't think that's nothing. Okay? But you could look around and you see some former FBI agents. I think Kyle Serafin was saying things about this, that basically every time the FBI raids anything, that is kind of boilerplate. Like, it's kind of built in. Like, if you need to use deadly force, you're authorized. If you don't have the FBI authorized to use deadly force and something happens, they can't defend themselves. I get it. Was Donald Trump going to shoot back, and was the Secret Service going to shoot back at the FBI in Mar-a-Lago? Probably not. It looks bad. And it's bad even without the use. Even if they didn't authorize the use of deadly force, the fact that the FBI was raiding the chief political opponent of Joe Biden for documents that they may have even sent there themselves, or that NARA sent there, is ridiculous in and of itself. This deadly force thing, there's two sides to this story. It is unnecessary it's not realistic to expect that the use of deadly force would be necessary at Mar-a-Lago. But at the same time, this is some sort of a boilerplate kind of order that is in every operation like this, whether you're raiding Donald Trump or you're raiding Joe Schmo down the street who, you know, you think is engaging in money laundering. Now, it's different with Joe Schmo down the street. Maybe you're thinking there's drugs, there's guns involved, etc. I get it. But apparently, that's just standard operating procedure for the FBI. So, use that to, you know, draw your own conclusions about the FBI and the deadly forces. It's not necessarily the story that we think it is. Donald Trump's case rests in New York City. The defense team has rested their case. Donald Trump is not going to be taking the stand, which is smart. The jury is set to start deliberating next Wednesday. Closing arguments are supposed to take place next Tuesday. They're going to be off for a week. And from what I was watching on, some of the coverage of what's going on in the courtroom, right now they're dealing with jury instructions, which is, you know, basically the judge tells the jury how to think about, you know, individual testimonies and what the elements of the crime are and everything. And there was actually a debate over whether or not the word willfully should be included in the jury instructions, meaning that Donald Trump knew he was committing a crime to conceal another crime. The prosecution doesn't want that in. The defense wants that in. If that is in, it's going to make it very difficult for the jury to convict Donald Trump, because the only testimony they have is from a guy who told the jury that he'd lied to benefit himself. So we'll see. There's a couple lawyers on the jury panel. We'll have to see how that goes. But the deliberations are supposed to start next Wednesday. Closing arguments next Tuesday. We'll see if that schedule plays out. And this is a story I've been looking forward to right here. Donald Trump outraises Joe Biden by $25 million in April. And that's big, because Joe Biden has been outraising Donald Trump. But once the RNC was situated, Lara Trump got in there, Michael Whatley got in there, they kind of coalesced together. They're raising a ton of money, and Donald Trump has defeated Joe Biden in fundraising, or outraised Joe Biden in fundraising in the month of April. And I happen to believe that it is going to continue. Let me explain to you why. If you go to donaldjtrump.com/crypto, you're going to see something very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. And I know a lot of you are very wary of it. It's new. I don't see the value. I don't get it. I don't understand it. We get those questions a lot. DonaldJTrump.com/crypto. The campaign is now accepting donations in cryptocurrency. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it means that Donald Trump is clearly showing that if this is going to be the first quote-unquote Bitcoin election, that he wants Team Bitcoin on his side. That's him saying, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, and we're going to love it. It's going to be incredible. We're going to do crypto, and it's a tremendous thing to see. These are wonderful people and highly respected people. As a matter of fact, there's an article on Yahoo News about this. Yahoo News about this crypto story. I got to see if I could find it. It is a tremendous, if you are a crypto enthusiast, this makes you very happy. Because as I've said, crypto is inherently right-wing. There are so many possibilities with cryptocurrency. Everyone thinks of it as a digital currency. I want you to stop thinking of it that way. No. It is virtual, yes. It is not physical. Yes, you're right. But the term digital currency, when people talk about, like when Klaus Schwab, who apparently just stepped down the World Economic Forum, talks about digital currency, when the Democrats talk about digital currency, they're not talking about cryptocurrency. They're talking about a central bank digital currency, which means a digital currency that is centralized, that they can control, that they can track, that they can trace. Cash is a decentralized currency in a way. Yes, it all comes from one place, but it's all over the place. You can, it's very hard to trace physical paper bills. It's hard. It's hard to follow that. If I go down the road, you know, and there's a kid selling candy and I say, yeah, you want to play football next year? It's $5. Give me a Snickers. Nobody knows that that transaction took place. There's no paper trail. The kid's got the $5. I've got the Snickers. I'm not even going to eat it. Brennan's going to eat it because I'm doing keto and she likes chocolate. That's it. Okay? That's how it goes. Crypto is not digital. It's a digital asset for sure. But it's not digital currency in that traditional, scary, tyrannical sense. I want you to understand that cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and so many others. It's not just those. You mean, well, BlackRock's got a lot of Bitcoin now. BlackRock's got a lot. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of other projects, AI projects, gaming, brand new designs for the entire web, Web3. There are ways that you can hold elections, ladies and gentlemen, presidential elections, school board elections, gubernatorial, anything, any type of elections can be held using blockchain technology, which is what cryptocurrencies are built off of. This is something we should be embracing. And I'm going to read to you this from this article in Yahoo, okay? Because you can see Donald Trump gets it, folks. He gets it. One of the things that I like to point out is that with every new thing, every emerging market, there's going to be risks, 100%. The Democrats don't like it because the biggest risk for them is the loss of what? Control. They can't control what you do with Bitcoin. They can't control what you do with Ethereum. They just can't. And they hate not being able to control it. And they were fine when Sam Bankman-Fried was bankrolling all their stuff. Once he got caught, crypto took a black eye. They decided, we're done. We got what we needed. We kept it close in the 2022 midterms. Now we hate crypto. We do not want the people benefiting from it. And that's that. And I'll tell you what, any sort of decentralized asset that the left is waging war against, I like. And I've always been a fan of crypto. Trump has reportedly been working with Bitcoin Magazine CEO David Bailey on a day one policy move that would impact cryptocurrency. Is this the wrong article? Oh, geez. I think it was. This was described, folks. This was described as a... This has been described as a new space race, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, there is so much that can be... There's so much that can be done with blockchain. There's so much that can be... It may be the CoinDesk article. There's so much that can be... achieved. There's so many innovations that can come from crypto. And this is why Nick DeMondi's coming on next week, because he can explain this better than I can. That we want that talent in the United States. We want that talent here. We don't want it somewhere else. And Donald Trump gets that. Now he still may be leading more regulation than I would be comfortable with. I don't like regulation. You know that. But at the same time, you know, we don't want to lose out on this. We don't want Russia or China or any of our adversaries to wind up getting the upper hand on us in this industry simply because, oh, there's a few scams and, you know, it could be dangerous and everything could be dangerous. Investing in the stock market could be dangerous. I know people who lost everything in the stock market. This is what Bailey said. This is the CEO of Bitcoin Magazine. He added more context to what a Trump presidency could mean for cryptocurrency, saying that a Trump win in November, quote, will trigger a Bitcoin space race as the major powers of the world reposition in response to the United States, and that, quote, no future administration will ever mess with us crypto people again. We will have proved it's political suicide. Instead, they will seek our support. The fact that Donald Trump right now is accepting, he's the only candidate to accept donations in cryptocurrency. You see these little icons there from left to right? Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, USDC. I think that's XRP. That might be Ripple there. Doge. And then I think one of them is Shiba Inu too. You could donate sheep to Trump. That's crazy. And then there's one in the middle. That might be Cardano. This is insane. Nobody would have seen this coming. And if you don't think that's a large swath of voters, you're not paying attention to how popular crypto is. If you don't think this is a way to reach younger people, you're not paying attention to crypto at all. There's a whole group of people who are into this NFT. I don't understand it, but they're into this NFT thing. There's this whole other group of people online called degens. Degenerates is really what it means. And they just throw huge amounts at random meme coins, hoping that they 10X or 20X or 100X. There's another group of folks who are making a living out of teaching technical analysis on crypto because it's 24/7 trading and you can open up a chart at any time and do something. There are investors, there are swing traders, there are day traders, there are industries, there are projects that we don't even know about that will be coming out using blockchain technology that would benefit us more than you even know. And you can invest in these projects. And if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know if a project is reliable, then you don't invest. Personal responsibility. It's like, well, people can fall for the scam. Well, I know people who fell for the Nigerian prince scam in your email. I won the lottery in Nigeria. I'm the luckiest man alive. Let me call this schmuck over in Nigeria, give him my social security number so I can get that money. Are we going to ban phones? Are we going to ban emails because there's risk? Are we going to ban cars because there's risk? I want you to just take this with you. I've been a very strong advocate for conservatives to get into crypto because the talent that is there, the fact that it's decentralized, the fact that it's happening to the absolute chagrin, to the disapproval, the frustration of the left. The fact that all this is going on is great for us. If we lean into this new technology and unleash that American creativity and the ability to be innovative, the United States can effectively corner the market when it comes to blockchain technology. Do you know how many jobs this could create? And these will be really well-paying jobs. It's not digital currency. Digital currency is centralized. Cryptocurrency is decentralized. We like decentralized. Nick DeMondi on with us next week is going to tell us a lot more about that. I think you'll like him too. He's one of us, folks. Ideologically, he's one of us. All right, let's get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. That's Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com, OFPFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we love OFP Farms so much. OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm that produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and beard products. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin, promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every single product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. OFB Farms is a patriotic, America first, God-fearing small family farm that creates, produces, and ships directly from their goat farm. And they happen to love LFA TV, the LFA family, the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, and McGroin Nation. And that's why if you go to OFBFarms.com and you use your promo code LFA15, Lima Foxtrot Alpha 15, you will get 15% off of your entire purchase at OFBFarms.com. OFBFarms.com, promo code LFA15. OFBFarms.com, promo code LFA. That's just LFA. It's not LFA 15 anymore. I'm sorry. LFA. Promo code Lima Foxtrot Alpha for 15% off of your entire purchase. OFPFarms.com. Promo code LFA. OFPFarms.com. Promo code LFA. All right, folks, let's hit that thumbs up button one more time before we leave for the night. I do want to touch on this stupidity right here. So Nancy Pelosi is notoriously an insider trader, right? She always seems to be making the right moves. Democrats don't care at all about Nancy. I did very well with my stocks. I did very well with NVIDIA. I did very well with so many other ones too. I just do a great job. I'm one of the best stock traders in the history of stocks. Nancy Pelosi. Okay? Nancy Pelosi.
Oh my gosh.
Go spit on somebody else. Okay. Well, so Samuel Alito, apparently last year, Justice Alito, this is CNBC, they're hyperventilating over this. He sold Bud Light. Why? Because people were boycotting it. So, I mean, I would sell it too, thinking, oh, a lot of people are upset here. I may want to sell my Bud Light. And he bought the competitor because he knew the market share was going to have to go somewhere. And CNBC, oh, what is ethics? This is terrible. We're reporting on this. It looks like it's corruption. Okay, you cannot say a mother effing word about anybody in elected office or any of the branches of government about their stock trading until you address Nancy Pelosi. You got me? I don't want to hear about Alito. I don't want to hear about anybody. You talk about Nancy Pelosi first. That's it. You talk about Nancy Pelosi first. Then you could talk to me about Samuel Alito, who sold his Bud Light when the boycott was starting, not beforehand. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. Really appreciate y'all being here on a Tuesday. We got Will Johnson coming up next for Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. Eastern and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, and he'll be in the Bronx in 2 days for a rally, we will never give up. We will never give in and we will never ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everybody have a great rest of your day. When the show's over, when you're done watching LFA TV for the day, head over to farishmedia.com. Sign up for our email list. We'll have another email going out on Friday of this week, wrapping up the entire week, links to the shows, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe some upcoming stuff. You can sign up for the email list there. That is completely free. You can order a custom message there too in the voice of Donald Trump. We do those for your businesses, for your loved ones, whatever, farishmedia.com. Hit the thumbs up button here before you leave. Make sure you're following this channel. Hit the follow button here on Rumble, rumble.com/LFATV, and subscribe to us anywhere you get your podcasts, any of your audio podcasting apps. Open them up, search for Ungoverned, hit subscribe, totally free. That's all you got to do. Thank you so much for being a part of it. As always, we love spending this hour with you every single day. Be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV. And by the way, since tomorrow will be the final live call, the final live show of the week, we'll do calls tomorrow. All right, but to make up for Friday as well, we fixed the issue, we think. So we'll do that tomorrow, same time, same place, 5 p.m. Eastern, rumble.com/LFATV for Ungoverned. Have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your night. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.